Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Rich LaRue, your host today. And today we have a very exciting program. I am absolutely thrilled that Mark Kohler is here with us today. Mark is a CPA. He is a tax attorney. He is the GOAT when it comes to real estate agents being able to maximize their tax strategies and more. And so without giving up anything right now, Mark, I just want to welcome you. We had a great conversation recently. You've actually been on a couple of our smart Zooms in the past, but I'm really enjoying getting to know you and to understand what it is that you do for real estate agents and other small business owners. And so let's just jump right into it. So one Thank of the you. Things that we had talked about is, of course, how not to screw up your S corp, and also how to implement the trifecta for real estate agents. So, what does all that mean? How do we not screw up our S corp, or how do we screw up our S corp?
You bet. Well, this is cracking the code, and because so many agents, especially the brand new agents, brokers, they get that big fat 1099 and they go to their accountant, they drop it into their 1040 on a Schedule C, as in Charlie. And then there's this massive self-employment tax. And if they're lucky, their accountant says, well, we can do an LLC or an Inc. or a PC or a PLLC and make it an S corporation. S is in small corporation. Mm-hmm. And the lucky agents get that pitch. That's step one. Hopefully you've at least heard some of that, folks. And then what happens, though, is did I get the right accountant that knows how to utilize the S corporation properly, create the right payroll strategy, save on self-employment tax? And that's just step one in so many of the tax strategies that you want to implement as an agent in that S corporation. But that's step one, is kind of catching that self-employment tax before it really just beats the crap out of you.
Okay, so now that you have our attention with this, Mark, give us a little bit of your background. I can brag on you a little bit in that you are a five-time best-selling author. You have your podcast going with over 600 episodes, so you've been doing this a while. But tell the audience a little bit more about who you are and why you're here today and what qualifies you to give this advice.
Well, thank you. And I like what, Rich, you said a minute ago. You said realtors and business owners. Well, I'd like to merge the two and just remind all of you realtors out there, you are a business owner. And what an exciting thing.
Yes.
It's so, so beautiful. I'm not saying you misstate it. I want to just like even make it bigger and better, you know.
Yep.
It's so powerful. So who I am, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I just love small business. I was the kid with the lemonade stand, and in college probably went through 3 to 4 different businesses. And I didn't go into accounting because I loved accounting. I was really in the business department in University of Utah is where I ended up getting my master's and went off to Oregon for law school. But I really went into the accounting because I thought that the numbers were the lifeblood of small business. I thought I could stand out in the accounting class. I was more of the partier. And so I could be a little more of a Michael Anthony Hall in 16 Candles. You know, I could lead the nerds. But I so I just have always loved entrepreneurship. I think accounting is the, again, like I said, the lifeblood of understanding. A good business owner understands their numbers. So I went there and then I got a master's in taxation. I've done all the big accounting firm things and worked at the tax court. But over the last 20 years, had a law firm, accounting firm, and we've really specialized in just these small business owners, which include realtors around the country. We're a boutique where we help clients in all 50 states. You can call us. We can do the tax strategies and the estate plans, some tax returns if needed. And then as of late, I've been training other accountants and enrolled agents. So I've got a tribe, a team of accountants around the country that can help others. I don't get a piece of their action. I just want to train them. And so that's me. I'm on Main Street America. that's the name of our podcast, just Main Street Business Podcast. And we just love small business. So that's kind of me, just doing what you're doing.
So in preparation for this podcast, and after meeting you recently, I immediately went to your website and downloaded the Ultimate Tax Strategy Guide with your 30 steps for saving money. Where can our audience go to get some of this information? Let's start there, and then I want you to just dive right in. Let's take a deep dive and talk about as many of these 30 as we can get to today.
Oh, wow. And of course, we'll kick it off with the S Corp, which is a big one. Well, thank you. And Rich, I think that's a great approach, because rather than making your listeners suffer listening to me for, you know, maybe on a tight timeline or just grabbing a quick sandwich, a lunch, and listening to your podcast, there is so much information that I produce that's free, available, and helpful for you to just start captaining your ship. Just start drinking the Kool-Aid, and then you're going to find out real quick you may need to upgrade or change your advisor. It doesn't mean you have to hire us. I just want to give you tools to be a better business owner. So my website, markjkohler.com, has the tax guide that you can download for free. Get on our newsletter. We have a weekly newsletter with tips and blog articles and YouTube videos. That's a great starting point. And that guide is, you're not going to do all 30 steps, everybody, but there might be 10 of them in there that really resonate with you in your situation, young or old, married or single, a side hustle, big business, all the, so these are 30 strategies that we use in our toolbox to help clients. So it's a great starting point. We have a podcast. You type my name into Amazon, you're going to see my books. We've got the weekly lives I do on YouTube. I've got my silver play button on YouTube. It's a big deal. I'm trying to catch up to Dave Ramsey, you know, at 2 million subscribers. I'm getting there. But anyway, so there's plenty. You type my name out there, you're going to see it. And it's really just a resource to help you. We do have the law firm and our network of accountants when you're ready to get a plan going. But I'd start there. So for those of you that need to duck out early, get to the website, type my name into social media or YouTube or Amazon, and you can just start consuming. You need it. You've got to have a voice in the tax and legal area that speaks freaking English. It's so crazy. It's so hard to find an accountant or lawyer that can you can understand. And so I'm trying to do that at the very least. So thanks for asking how to share that, Rich.
I want to make sure that all of you real estate agents know about Revive. Revive is a leading provider of pre-sale renovation services for you real estate agents and your clients. Their value proposition is simple. Revive helps agents sell homes faster and for more money. We all know that one of the biggest challenges faced by real estate agents is getting a property in top selling condition so that it can both appeal to potential buyers and potentially command a higher sale price. Many times, homes require updates, repairs, or renovations to make them more attractive to buyers. However, these upgrades can be costly, time-consuming, and stressful for sellers. This is where Revive comes in. Revive offers comprehensive pre-sale renovation services that transform homes from outdated and worn to modern and turnkey. The Revive team of experts handles everything from minor cosmetic updates to major renovation overhauls. Their goal is to make homes move-in ready and help agents close more deals faster and for more money. Revive services are tailored to the specific needs of each property and its market. They work with agents to understand their clients' goals, budget, and timeline. And then Revive creates a customized renovation plan that delivers the best return on investment. Their team of experts handle all aspects of the renovation process, from design to construction, and they keep agents informed every step of the way. Revive is the premier go-to partner for you, the real estate agent. Revive's pre-sale renovation services help you sell homes faster and for more money, and make the selling experience smoother and more enjoyable for your clients. By partnering with Revive, you can increase your business, win more listings, and help your clients sell for more, all for zero money out of pocket. Visit revive.realestate/homesmart to see amazing before and after case studies or to learn more and explore your opportunities. Again, visit Revive, R-E-V-I-V-E, .realestate/homesmart, H-O-M-E-S-M-A-R-T, to see amazing before and after case studies or to learn more and explore your opportunities. Or call 855-684-5364 to speak to a Revive team member or to get started today.
So, how do we not screw up our S-Corp?
Okay, well, let's dive in. So first, all of you out there that are real estate developer, realtor, broker, maybe a landscaper, plumber, interior design, staging homes, any of that, plumber, electrician, like I said, just any small business owner. Once you are netting, this is where it all starts. Once you net, after your expenses, home office, auto, the kids, all my other write-offs I love. But if you net around 40 grand a year, so think about 4 to 5 grand a month, you're starting to freaking take home 4 to 5 after all the write-offs, you're a candidate for an S corporation. That's step one. And some of you may have had an account that go, well, you don't make enough to make the S corp work, or, oh, you make too little to make the S corp work. Bull crap. We sign clients' tax returns. I've never had a client audited for taking too low of payroll or reasonable comp. We love to get our clients into an S corp and show them that savings right away. Again, never had a client audited for that strategy. We're careful. We strategize carefully. So get a second opinion if your accountant says you're outside of that range for some reason. Once you hit 40 grand net, so maybe you're bringing in 60, you're writing off 20, and you're netting 40. That's it. That's what I'm talking about. And then boom, have the conversation. Don't let your accountant intimidate you. That's number one.
Okay. Now, I can just hear the wheels turning with in the minds of some of our agents who are listening to this or watching us at this point. What if they're really aggressive with their deductions and they're netting less than 40? Let's say it's 20 or 25. Are they a better candidate for an LLC? Because we do hear that a lot. So can we talk about that for a moment?
Yes, great question. And it's a trick answer. All of you listening are a freaking candidate for an LLC. That's the starting point. That's the gateway drug. I want all of you to be an LLC, and you're gonna stay the LLC in that 20, 25, 30K range. It's not either or. You start as an LLC. Then, as you stay as an LLC, file your Schedule C, because the cost of doing an S-Corp really pays for itself when you hit that 40. That's where the inertia, you really get traction. But until then, you're an LLC. Now, why do I say that? Because you can convert your LLC to an S-Corp retroactively when the time's right. Let me tell a story. You're gonna love this one too, Rich, real quick. I'm sorry, I gotta say a story.
I love stories, tell me. Tell me a story.
Well, my daughter, Sydney, she is a realtor at Sotheby's in Orange County, California. She is my little dream realtor. I'm not kidding. When she was 12 years old, we'd sit at the kitchen table and I'd go, you're going to be my realtor someday. She's like, what's a realtor? I go, trust me, you're a realtor. You're great with people. You're cute. You love real estate. You love furniture. You love homes. I just knew it. It was in her blood. And so as soon as she did her first semester of college and she hated it, I go, you're going to be a realtor, damn it. Let's get you trained. And she is. She's been so, so successful. I'm getting emotional just talking about
it. Oh, that's awesome.
She's just awesome. So she's been going to my workshops for years, selling books and all this stuff. My dad's a nerdy accountant, whatever. And she becomes a realtor and she goes, Dad, my broker asked me for my W-9. What do I give him? And I go, Sydney, I'm so glad I asked you. Now, how should you be structured? And I started quizzing her and she was hating it. You know, like, come on, Dad. I'm like, you've been to all my workshops. Come on. Well, I guess I need to be an S corp. I go, are you making 40 grand a year? No, I'm just starting. I said, great. We're going to make you an LLC. And so anyway, to keep a long story short, we created an LLC. And the first year and a half as an agent, she was getting her feet under her, right? And then at about halfway through the second year, boom, she started hitting 2 or 3 closings. We knew she was going to make 40 grand or more. And I backdated the LLC to an S corp to January 1st of that year. See, the LLC allows
you. How far back can you go?
Well, you can go.
If you decide to do that on December 15th, can you go back to January 1st?
Yes. You can.
Okay.
You can go back more than a year or two, but you don't want to go more than a year. So when a client is operating through, we're in 2023. So if I have an agent, I want to make sure they're an LLC. Come by the end of December, we got to make a decision because we got to kick out payroll by January. And we're going to come to the other second mistake. So all year long, you're okay. So we switched Sydney to an S Corp. We got our payroll dialed in. She was saving money. Her broker at Sotheby's called, hey, can you have your dad come do a CE course for our I'm like, all right, anything for you, honey. But anyway, that's how you do it. You start as an LLC and have that ace in your back pocket to switch to the S Corp. That's why.
Got it. Okay.
So, okay. Second mistake is here's the trick of the S Corp, everybody. Here's the secret sauce. If you're just an LLC, and you bring in your 60, you write off your 20, you net 40. Self-employment tax is 15%, 15.3 to be exact. So you're gonna spend $6,000 in self-employment tax, then federal, then state. Holy crap, I might be out 20% state, 20% in fed, 5 in state, plus my self-employment, I could be out 40%. And a brand new realtor's like, that's killing me. Yep. So, if you're an S Corp, this is a secret sauce, so simple. I switch to the S Corporation at $40,000 net. I just make that simple election. And it's really expensive, everybody. I charge $200, right? That's our firm. $200, you're an S Corp. Ding! Now you gotta do your tax return, gotta do some payroll, but this switch is super easy and cheap. You make the switch. Now when you make that $40,000 on paper, we call $20,000 of it salary, pay your FICA, self-employment tax, the F word, what the FICA, and then you pay the other $20,000 out as a AKA type of a dividend. It's a pass-through, it's a K-1. So now I just saved 15% on $20,000. That's $3,000. So by doing an S Corp, I saved $3,000. And the more you make, the more you save. So the second mistake is accountants will make you take too much payroll because they're scared of their own freaking shadow.
Right.
That's the second mistake.
So, what other mistakes do we make?
Well, now let me unpack that for a minute. So I have a schedule. I have it. If you even Google it, the Kohler payroll matrix, it's taking the country by storm. But for those nerds out there, this matrix helps you decide what should my payroll level be based on the amount of income I'm making. And so you want to make sure you're involved in this with your accountant. Don't let them tell you what to do. If they're too conservative, fire them. Get them out of there. So you want to find that sweet spot in your payroll level. And it's in my books. I've got articles on this, YouTube videos on it. Study it up and go to your accountant prepared to battle if your sister-in-law is being a jerk prepping your tax return. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I think we all know what you're saying.
Yeah. So number one, you make sure you pull the trigger on the S Corp when your income level's right. Number two, you take the right amount of payroll. The third mistake is you don't do the paperwork. And realtors, I love you. I know you.
Realtors You're great do not with like doing paperwork.
They do not. I don't even know how half of you realtors get through closings half the time because you just hate paperwork. I tease my daughter about
it. We have transaction coordinators.
There you go.
Who love paperwork.
That's right. So, and you know what? Ooh, I like that, Rich. Your accountant is your transaction coordinator for your S Corp.
Yeah, there you go.
And what do you people do? You tell your transaction coordinator what to do. And you know what they're doing. You're following up with them. Don't let your accountant operate in a black box where you don't know what they're doing. They're your coordinator. Oh my gosh, Rich, you're like totally, I love this. I'm not gonna pay you royalties.
You have
this,
new material now.
Yeah, I love it, new material. So your accountant is your transaction coordinator and you're gonna make sure that you're sending in the right amount of payroll deposits throughout the year. They're doing the right tax return. You're having a conversation with them. And if your accountant doesn't want to have a conversation, I've got a whole tribe of tax advisors around the country that speak like Mark Kohler that can do this for you and help do it affordably. So there's help out there. This could be one of the most impactful podcasts you've listened to because people are starving for this and they need it. And so that's the third mistake. They don't follow through with the paperwork. Let's get it done.
I think it's really important, Mark, for, I mean, let's face it, the market is down. We might be heading into a market that is coupled with the R word that we like to avoid, recession. Yeah. We'll see what happens with that. But nevertheless, the market is down roughly 40% right now, between 25 and 40%, depending on the market around the country. And so we, as real estate professionals, need to maximize every dollar that we make. And so I think it's critical that we pay attention to this and make some moves. Like you say, maybe all 30 of these strategies, you know, aren't necessary. But we're talking about one here and drilling down, and there's still a lot of components to it.
Oh, yeah. So let's have fun with an easy one. I'll throw out another easy one. I don't know if I want to call them people making mistakes. Maybe we call them just missed opportunities, sort of thing. The one I was telling Rich about the other day, everybody, and this is a common one that so many small business owners just miss out on, is having a board of advisors for your LLC or a board of directors for your corporation. When you maybe you hacked it out online yourself, which you shouldn't have done, or you have some document prepared that's not even a lawyer, knock out your LLC. We have a whole service called fixmylegalzoomentity.com. Just fix my entity because I did it wrong. But when you did your when some of you did your entity, you just made yourself the president, secretary, and board member, or even your LLC, you just said, well, all I need is a manager, I'm done. Whoa. That's the missed opportunity. In an LLC, on all the LLCs we craft, we can update your LLC for this, is we create a board of advisors. This could be 3, 5, or 7 people that you're going to meet with regularly that are going to help give you advice. And when you have an LLC or a corporation, you want that asset protection of the annual meeting. Some people are like, oh, I don't want a corporation because I got to have an annual meeting. What? I want you to have an annual meeting. Having an annual meeting is a great thing because I'm going to write off travel. I'm going to write off dining. I'm going to write off expenses related to these people. All of my adult children are on my board of directors and we have regular meetings. Oh, they need some extra money for this or that. They get this special gift at Christmas. Rich, it's a wonderful gift to give your kids at Christmas. It's in the stocking every year. Their own little 1099. I mean, it's adorable. They love it. They play with it for hours. And it's just great. So for all of you that have kids, young or old, which is another strategy in the 30, is paying your kids instead of just paying taxes and giving them money. Yeah. But the board of directors or the board of advisors is that structure that justifies it. Because you're going to start teaching your kids about your business. You're going to start investing in rental property together. You're going to start using them as bird dogs looking for deals and networking with your own kids to get them involved and teaching them about business and money and leaving a legacy. Oh my gosh, your LLC is an incubator for teaching the American dream to your family. And this, and some of you are like, well, I'm not married or don't have kids. Great. Is your mom and dad on your board? Is your best friend on your board? Who do you golf with? Who do you play around with? Who do you travel with? Those are the people that are giving you advice. Let's take a freaking write-off when you meet with them. So the write-offs related to this are just huge, and so many small business owners miss it.
So you're talking about the annual meeting. Where can that annual meeting take place? I mean, is this something that with my business, there are currently two stakeholders, myself and my wife. So what do? We go out to dinner?
Oh, no. This is really technical. No? This is important. We're talking Cancun, maybe Cabo. I like a little New York City.
I can have my annual meeting in Panama.
Panama, not on a cruise, though. I don't like cruise ships. There's special rules on cruise ships. but no, all joking aside, where do you go for fun? You're like, hey, in the summer, I'm doing a live broadcast tomorrow on YouTube, literally, on 5 summer tax strategies. Everybody for your summer trip. It's not a summer trip. It's a business board retreat. And you're going to go with your board members and you're going to have maybe a family reunion at the same time. you're going to go somewhere.
Well, it's a mindset shift, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, we really have to start thinking about these things differently. Yes. And like a business.
Yes. Yes. I love it. My wife and kids have said, can we just go on a trip that's not a tax write-off? I'm like, no, All their trips are tax write-offs.
Why would you want to do that?
No, of course not. And so, no, but with all seriousness, I can't write off 10 days in the Cayman Islands, but I can write off two. We can have a board meeting. I can write off your airfare, hotel for one or two nights. And when you start thinking this way, you're starting to couple your family reunions, your family trips, your play with, oh, a business conference. Mark's holding a conference in Hawaii in 3 months. Maybe we go there for a couple days. Oh, we're going to go check on a rental property near grandma up in New Jersey. Oh, we're going to go check on this business associate of ours that we're getting referrals from and go say hello to him down in Miami. Oh, we're going to, so you start to think of business reasons to write off trips. And there, and I have a whole class and I've got a whole chapter in a book on just writing off travel. It's 100% write-off. Dining's 50%, but the travel's 100%. All you have to do is show that you're doing a business purpose meeting every day when you're on your trip. Now, you can have one board meeting in there, but maybe there's some other things going on. I mean, we could talk about this for an hour, but the point is, this is just that mindset shift. I like that you said that, of just thinking of my life as this American business. And what am I doing that could be a write-off? It's so fun.
So staying focused on the S corp, what else does one need to do?
Well, the S corporation is your platform for all this. You're going to make sure you have a corporate checkbook. If I have right here, I don't have it with me. I gave it to my daughter-in-law today because they needed some things, but I have my S corp debit card and my personal debit card, usually right here. That's all I have. So if I go to the grocery store, I'm using my personal debit card. But if I go to Best Buy, Apple Store, I'm doing a dining of any sort, any equipment, electronics, staffing, Venmo, Apple Pay, I'm going to use my S corporation. My S corp pays for anything related to my business. My personal debit card is only paying for groceries and underwear. That's it. I mean, in clothing, you know, that's not logoed. I love putting logos on clothing because then it's a write-off. When my kids turn 16 and can buy their own clothes, they're like, hold it. The MJK logo is not on every piece of clothing. I can buy clothing that doesn't have your name on it. I'm like, yeah, that's go ahead. Point. Knock yourself out. Go get a job. So
spend your own money.
Yeah. Otherwise, the corporation's buying your clothing. But anyway, I mean, I have one. I've been known on Halloween to put my business card attached to candy because that's a write-off. You know, I'm marketing while I, you know, so I tell the kids, live the dream, and I send them out the door. You know, it scares them. But no, I use the S Corporation. That's the point. The S Corporation is your platform for all this. You can't just set it up and think it's going to just work on autopilot. So using, making sure your S Corp is tied to all your pay and payment services, like I just said, Venmo and PayPal, and are you receiving all your payments into your S Corp? You might have multiple businesses going into one S Corp. I mean, we can unpack this for an hour. Like, I want your affiliate marketing, your online sales, you're doing drywall on the weekend, you're doing home repairs, and you're a realtor during the day, you're a mortgage officer at night. All of that revenue should go into one S Corp. I don't want you to have a new S Corp for every different venture. And if you're married, you and Rich, you and your wife should share that S Corp. She might be doing XYZ and you're doing ABC. That could go into one S Corporation. Let's be efficient. Make that S Corp efficient.
So at what point then do you move that over to a C Corp, or do you?
Never. Okay. Never. Yeah.
All right. No. Never is a line in the sand.
Yeah, so, it is for me. Okay. And there's a, yeah, I will say this. Sometimes we'll set up a C Corp on the side for certain healthcare strategies, maybe some employee benefit strategies that are very rare. Be careful, anyone out there, that if someone's trying to sell you a C Corp, it's usually crap. It really is.
All right. And well, today we're trying to stay, we're not trying to go down the rabbit hole too far. In today's episode. Is there anything else that you want to add on the S Corp before I ask you about the trifecta, which you've explained this to me. I love it. Our audience is going to love it. But anything else on S Corp before we do go down the rabbit hole of the trifecta?
Well, thank you. I feel like Alice in Wonderland here. We're on the S Corporation, the last thing I would do, and this goes, you see, everybody keep this in mind. You're going to be an LLC first with an S election. So your LLC is still Mark J. Kohler LLC or whatever. And that LLC is going to pay its annual fee to the state. I should be doing my annual minutes. I should have an operating agreement, a membership book, membership certificates. All those things should be there. And I know some of you listening are going, well, I don't need all that. Well, good luck in court. Good luck in that IRS audit. Because you don't have the pieces and parts that go with an LLC. You really don't have an LLC. Well, I was told I just need one sheet of paper. I went to the state and it was $50. Yeah, knock yourself out. The dentist didn't say you have to floss. They just recommended it. So when you have to get that root canal, good luck, you know, because you didn't listen to your dentist, you know. Yeah, it's not the law all the time that I have to floss, but it's just a damn good idea. So maintain your LLC, which has an S election. So you should. We have a company maintenance program. We have thousands of clients around the year make sure their annual fee is paid so their company doesn't get automatically dissolved. We do their minutes, which includes benefit planning that goes in. They're called accountable plans. They've got to be in your minutes. If you're going to write off your home office and you don't have it in your minutes, you get audited by the IRS. It's disallowed. I mean, you've got to have the documentation in this to make it happen. So now, people, I'm not saying you have to do this. Just upgrade your professionals and know what has to be done. We are your transaction coordinators, whoever you choose. I'm not saying we can be if you need us, but you're the captain of your ship. Know that this crap has to be done. Don't put your head in the sand and think it's going to be okay. It's not okay. When you get audited, defense is not, I didn't know. The IRS doesn't
right,
care.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that would be
all
it.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So the trifecta. It sounds, I don't know, like horse racing, it really is good stuff. Tri meaning three. So there's three things that are really, really important here for real estate professionals.
Yes. And without, any of you make it to a workshop of mine or watch some of my trainings or webinars online, you'll sometimes see me, a lot of times, use a whiteboard to demonstrate this. So give me a little latitude here, folks, as I try to visually represent this. So the trifecta has a foundational base and then two prongs going up to the left and the right. That's the trifecta. And it's for tax purposes, asset protection, and estate planning. It brings your whole wealth building, legacy building, life plan together. And so many accountants and lawyers I teach this to are like, why didn't I learn this in law school and accounting school? They don't. This is, again, tax street smart strategies. You learn this on the streets. I've been out there, you know, selling on the streets to learn this. So the base is your revocable living trust and your 1040. Your estate plan is the base. And I don't care if you're 20 years old or 80 years old, you should have a revocable living trust tied to a will, a little binder that says, if I die, here's where all my stuff goes. And if you're married and have kids, even more so, where, you know, his, hers, and ours. I've got kids under age 18, kids over age 18 that act like they're under age 18. I got kids in rehab. I got kids that are geniuses that want to go to Harvard, whatever it is. That estate plan is the foundation, and it creates privacy. I want your trust. And all you agents out there see it all the time. XYZ trust is on the title of properties. That's cool. Where's your trust? Well, I don't have one. I'm not rich enough. You don't have to be rich to need one. So your trust is your foundation. We talk about that all day long too. We actually have a little estate planning special this time of the year. Every Memorial Day in June starts. But anyway, that's another topic. Now on the left are your operations. So the trust is your foundation. We draw a line straight up. And on the left is your operational income. No assets, just money in. I'm selling, I've got partnerships, I'm doing rehabs, I'm doing development, I've got a 1099 from my broker, I'm selling crap on eBay, whatever it is. Any operational income is on your left. And that's where your side hustle is, or your S corporation, or your LLC taxed as an S corp. That's on the left. No assets. You want to sue me like S corp? Great, you can have my laptop. There's nothing in it. It's a shell. That's where money comes in. Expenses go out. We save on self-employment tax. We write off everything under the sun. That's the left side. And again, it's all flowing down to the bottom, which goes through our privacy trust and our 1040. On the right side is our wealth building. And we're going to break that usually into two parts. We're going to have our tax-free piece with our Roth IRAs, our solo 401k taxed as a Roth. We want to have our health savings accounts, our Coverdell education IRAs for kids. I want Roth IRAs for the kids. We're going to be building wealth, self-directing. And I know we're going to be talking about that more in the future, but people, your retirement account can buy real estate. Let it do it. Let it make money at what you know best. And then our rental properties are there, our after-tax assets, maybe some Merrill Lynch accounts. We have some cryptocurrency. We've got real estate. We've got whatever. So that's the right side. So our LLC on the right to hold assets flows down to the bottom. Our S Corp on the left doing operations flows down to the bottom. And we can take profit from our S Corp to fund and build our wealth on the right. So that trifecta allows us to create asset protection, tax savings, and wealth building. And it's magical. So that's it. Sounds more complicated than
so we're building wealth with pre-tax dollars.
Oh, yes. We're building wealth. But now, see, here's the thing. And you know this, Rich. I want to have two buckets there. I want my pre-tax dollars or tax-free dollars. And then I want my after-tax dollars. I'm doing short-term rentals. I'm doing cost seg studies. I've got my long-term rentals. I'm a real estate professional. I'm kicking out bonus depreciation. Those things are great. I want to have those after-tax real estate assets flowing down to me, creating losses. But then I also want my Roth IRA doing double-digit returns, not just in freaking stock, bonds, and mutual funds getting 8%. I know I could do 20% internal rates of return on commercial rentals, storage units, duplexes, college housing, veteran housing, short-term rentals. All of that can be in my retirement account and give me double-digit returns. Why am I not doing it? Oh, that's right. Your Merrill Lynch advisor said you can't. It's not that you can't. It's that they can't. So that right side is all about the wealth building that's funded by the operational side, and then it runs down to the bottom into your trust and a river runs through it. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston. It's all down there. It's right down there at the bottom.
How many of you agents wish that you could market your listings to all of the agents in your entire MLS fast and easy, or hone in on a particular section or sections of your city to email new listing announcements, open house information, and price reductions, all with same day turnaround right into the inboxes of your fellow agents? Well, you can do just that with Zip Your Flyer. Other agents have your buyer in their sphere of influence. Zip Your Flyer makes it easy to get in front of them. Use Zip Your Flyer designs or upload your own flyer. Or for you Home Smart agents, download your automatic smart flyer that is automatically created in Real Smart Agent and upload that smart flyer into the Zip Your Flyer system. It's that easy. Zip Your Flyer has the most accurate agent email database in the industry. It is updated daily by their in-house research department, and Zip Your Flyer sends millions of email flyers daily and guarantees double-digit open rates with over 90% of their email flyers reaching agent inboxes. And if you place your order by 2 p.m. Monday to Friday, you can achieve same-day turnaround. To get started, visit zipyourflyer.com/homesmart or call 888-947-8509. Or visit zipyourflyer.com, then click on the pricing tab in the top nav bar. A map of the United States will come up. Click on your state. It's that easy. You can see the pricing for your entire MLS, for certain sections of your state, or for large metro areas, certain sections of your city. A quick story for all of you before I leave this topic. I was traveling in New Orleans one week, and an agent called into the support desk, and they asked, how can I get an entire roster of our MLS so I can market my new listing out to every agent? And the support team started to tell them, well, go to the MLS, purchase a list, then you have to download the list, then you have to upload it into some sort of a system. So you have to subscribe to some sort of an email system, and then you got to import all of that list and the data and blah, blah, blah. And I interrupted and I said, hold on. Please just have the agent go to zipyourflyer.com/homesmart or call the 888 number, 888-947-8509, and the Zipyr Flyer will take care of it so quickly for you, and it will eliminate all those steps. And the agent in New Orleans did just that. So they were able to email the entire New Orleans metro area within a few short hours, and I followed up with the agent later. The agent told me that this was such an amazing experience for them, and it was so fast and easy and just so inexpensive. So please engage with Zipyr Flyer. Visit zipyrflyer.com/homesmart or call 888-947-8509.
So if an agent has their IRA or a 401k from somewhere else, or a self-directed, where does all of that fit in, and how does it come into this trifecta?
You bet. So the trust is, again, just not magically appears. You want to make sure your trust is funded. If some of you already have an LLC, a 401k, and an S-Corp, when we establish your trust, we're going to transfer all of those entities to be owned by your trust. We're going to change the beneficiary of your 401k or IRAs to your trust. Your life insurance policy, the beneficiary should be changed to your trust. Your personal residence should be deeded to your trust. So that's the funding piece. And that's a great question, Rich, because you got it. Once you create the trifecta, you've got to fund it. You can't just write it on a piece of paper and go, oh, there it is. I got to fund it. And we have paralegals that do that. That's all they do, a whole department of just funding your trust. And then once your trust is going, and then say 3 months from now, Rich, you call me up and go, hey, Mark, I just bought a rental property in Phoenix, Arizona, and I created an LLC down there. Or can you create an LLC for me and make my trust the owner? Yep, done. So whenever you create anything new, you don't own it. Your trust does. And if you close due to a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan in your own name, on day two, you deed it to the trust or you deed it to the LLC. And in 20 freaking years, I've never had a client worry about a problem with the due on sale clause. Get that property in your trust. Get it into your LLC. It's okay. It's okay. That's
okay. So to dive a little deeper down this rabbit hole, if I own multiple rental properties, do I want to own them in separate entities, or can they be owned by the same entity?
They can. You can put all your rentals into one LLC, but isn't that kind of putting all your eggs into one basket? And so we've got to look at, sometimes a rental needs its own LLC. Sometimes I can put two or three rentals in one LLC. It's not an issue of quantity. It's an issue of quality. So if I've got a little commercial building worth $1 million and two dentists renting it, that's going to go in its own LLC. Oh, I've got over here three little meth labs that I bought for $100,000. I might put them in their own LLC. And so you can have, then right. You got the state issues too. You know, where's this LLC get set up? And so we want to design it so it's efficient. And it's about
Is no one size fits all, is what you're saying. Every individual has unique issues that come up and really need to be able to focus in and deal with those individual requirements.
Yeah. And if some of you are feeling like, oh my gosh, this is too much, my accountant doesn't get it, my lawyer doesn't get it, you just throw up your arms. Okay, people, this is not an infomercial, but I'm going to say it. If you want to have a consultation, build your trifecta, get a plan for the year, and then revisit it once a year. And you may want to revisit it twice a year. I have 14 lawyers on phone calls and Zoom calls with clients every day around the country. Your appointment may be out a week. It's not that bad. Make an appointment, bring in get on Zoom, send in your tax return, whatever the hell you got, and let's build your plan. Get a second opinion at the least. That's it. Just get a plan. And so if you get to kkoslawyers.com, kkoslawyers.com. My personal site is where you can get certified as a tax advisor, get my ultimate guide, get to all my other sites from there. That's fine. But the law firm, just get a tax lawyer. And this whole process would be easily under $2,000. It might be anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 to get a plan put together. We're not talking astronomical dollars. And be careful of those scam artists out there that want to charge far more than that. And oftentimes they're not even lawyers. So you can do this. Get a plan in place and revisit it every year.
Well, like you said, Mark, this is not an infomercial. However, I will say that, I mean, I've been exposed to this type of information or this information for a couple of decades, and it has remained a little confusing. I appreciate the way that you can break this down and so that even I can understand it. Appreciate that. If I can understand it, then anybody can understand it, I'm sure. You're making it simple to be able to take those steps in order to get this thing going. And that's really what it is. It's okay, let's jump in the pool. We don't necessarily have to jump in the deep end. We can jump in the shallow end by getting our LLC.
And
setting it up right, and then elect to it to an S corp at some point in time when the time is right.
Exactly. I love the way you said that. Jump in the pool. You don't have to start swimming laps. You can jump into the shallow end and just start getting the feel of it. Get the feel of the water. Get the feel of what it's like and start consuming the weekly newsletter and listening to a podcast on this once in a while. We all want to listen to the podcast about making money. Why don't we listen about the podcast about saving money? It doesn't have to be painful.
And again, I'm going to loop back to the fact that in this market, we really do have to pay attention to saving money and saving taxes, maximizing the dollars that we earn, and keeping as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, no, totally.
And I really think that our audience, specifically HomeSmart agents, understands this because of our business model and the fact, I mean, our agents are in tune to saving money. That's why they're with us. We have the best commission plan on planet Earth and Mars. Seeing how we're including Mars in the habitable universe now, and so in any event, this great information. We're limited on time, and we have already decided amongst us that we have to get together again. There is so much information. We've talked about two strategies here out of 30. And you know, so it's going to take more. We're going to have at least one more podcast, probably two more. But in just wrapping up our intro podcast here, Mark, what would you want our audience to know? And is there something else in here that you want to throw out to entice us to come back to episode number two?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I'm excited to come back. You guys are doing such a great job educating so many people in the real estate industry. I just want to demystify the this whole issue of tax and legal planning. A lot of accountants are freaking jerks. They're stick up the butt. You know, this is my way or the highway, and they're super conservative and they demean you if you try to get any advice out of them or be aggressive. That's bull crap. It shouldn't be that way. And there's a lot of lawyers out there that try to do a little of everything and do a poor job of doing anything great. And non-lawyers that are out there giving bad advice. And so it's just really hard. And so what I want to do is just say, I want to be a voice of reason. I want to make it simple. I want you to feel confident that you're getting good advice. I'm building a network of advisors around the country that you can employ and interview and find at a price point and a location and a personality type that you like. We're there for clients. I'm trying to produce so much free content. So I just would ask all of you, just start consuming a little bit. Don't be afraid of it. You can demystify this. Don't let your accountant push you around. Don't let a bad lawyer steer you wrong or turn your nose against any legal planning. There's some good guys and good gals out there that really want to help you. And so if you can tune into the podcast, check me out on YouTube, get on social media, get over to my Instagram account, all those goodies are on my site. Whatever medium you like, I'm producing. I've got a great team that's kicking it out there. So let's get you educated and captain your ship. It's your ship. You're responsible for it. I mean, you can't blame your accountant or your lawyer later when his problems hit the fan. It's all on you. And I want to make it easy for you to captain your ship. So that's my message.
Great info.
Well, thank you, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Mark, I want to thank you for being here today. Great information. I've got a ton of notes here, and I'm sure our audience does too. So thank you again. If you like this content, be sure to tune in to episode 2 as well. And we believe there's going to be an episode 3 with this information. There is so much here, yes. And it's hard to unpack. So again, Mark Kohler, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rich. I appreciate it. And folks, please tune into the next couple episodes. I hope to get my partner, Matt Sorensen, in the mix. He's got the best-selling book on this self-directed topic. And his comments are always insightful. You're going to love it. And Rich, we're grateful to be a part of your team. And we'll see you in a few weeks, or if not next week. Thanks so much.
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks again.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.